My guests when they come over, and barbecue, this is hot and spicy, this is thalidomide. Because I've got all kinds of paint chips on those rack things in my grill, and I just want it to be clean. I don't care.
But when I scrub it, I don't want a big fleck of paint to come up off. What the hell? I thought those things were supposed to be not fleck off.
Hey, would you watch it, Shock Jock?
I'm sorry.
You watch the mouth?
You mean the food surface, the cooking?
Yeah.
Just go get stainless steel ones.
Well, don't they have to be the right size?
Call your
manufacturer. Hold on. Mike, hold on. An emergency homo call, and it says for Mike.
All right.
On the
homo
hotline.
Put it through.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what?
Hey, Don and Mike, homo Joe here.
It's a real homo call for me.
Joe. King of the homosexuals.
Wait, hold on. Hi, Joe. Yes, go ahead. Calm down, Joe. Take a deep breath. What?
Okay. I want to just encourage you. I have been doing the WW. I went from a 40 waist 260 to a 195 34 waist.
Joe, wow. You know what? Can I say something?
Joe, can I just... Are you sure it's Weight Watchers, Joe?
Oh, no.
You know, are you being careful, Joe?
You know,
yes, I am. Very much so.
You know, I'm really not encouraged to... You know me, Don. I do not like to give out accolades, but so far, so fun on this thing. It really is.
Good.
It is the best that I've ever done, and you know, after I've done them all, and this is the end of the line.
Hey, homo,
this one doesn't work, and I'm done. You're gonna see me seriously. You will be working with who's that comedian? Damn it, who is the new one? Pignon or John?
I don't even know.
He'll be working with Panette. Don will be working with Louis Anderson, because if this one doesn't work, I'm over.
Wouldn't you get the stomach staple?
Huh?
Wouldn't you get the staple as a last resort?
No, I don't think I need that.
Okay.
I'm not that fat.
Well, no, Kenny Rogers had, like, liposuction, and he wasn't as fat as either of us.
I look at everybody at the famous people that get stomach stapling.
Right.
Look at Al Roker. There's an example for you. I don't want to look like that. He looks unhealthy. Or Carney Wilson.
She looked good before she was pregnant.
She looked okay. But
compared to what she looked like before.
You know what? There's a part of me that really, because, I mean, first of all, I am making progress on this, but Joe, you will testify. It is a good program to be on.
It is, and the recipes are not bad. I bought the cookbooks and used them, and I think...
Screw the recipes. Lean cuisines, baby.
Joe, I bet... Joe? Hey, homo Joe?
Yes, sir.
I bet you enjoy whipped cream, too, don't you?
Oh, I do, but I can't have it.
That's the type of stuff. I've given up things that I could on my Atkins diet that I used to eat, like chicken wings.
Yeah.
Chicken wings. I think on this diet, you can have three.
Right.
Joe?
Yes, Joe, sir. I know that we don't do the, a dirty show, wink, wink,
right.
anymore. But are there any Weight Watchers points for number three?
Oh, yes, there is. That's 2 points.
2 points. 2 points for what? For 8 ounces?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, did you do it with the points?
Oh, I sure did.
Yeah,
sure
yeah.
Did.
How many points were you? How many points, like when you started? How many points were you eating a day?
I was 37, and now I'm down to 24.
Oh, okay, great, awesome, man.
Because actually, I guess it would be not. It would be 10 cc. if that rumor about that band was right,
that's true.
When Joe drinks his daily glass, number three.
I'll tell you what. I'll swing by. I'll see you guys on Thursday. I'll be out going to see in Chantilly the Midnight Madness of the famous show that's coming out there.
What? You know that way.
Homo.
Joe, it wouldn't be a joke call if he didn't give us some of his...
Come by, Joe. Please do come by the show. We've
yeah.
not seen you in so long.
It's been too long, Joe.
Can you tell us the name of the current illegal immigrant alien that you're shacking up with?
Well, it's a red-headed white boy.
Really? What's his name, Joe?
I can't say.
Oh, it's that good, huh?
Where'd you find him?
It's been on again, off again for 8 years with us.
Really?
Was he ever on American Idol?
No, he wasn't.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking, because he's very young.
He was married, and him and his wife were finally divorced.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Really? Oh,
I was not the homewrecker, though.
So he's like you. He found his sexuality at a late age.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yes, he did. And it's been fun.
You've been breaking him in good?
That's two happy wives right there, you know. You're what? All right.
What if the two women ended up together? And that leaves Joe with David Caruso.
Normally, you wake up in the morning, it's like a blood spot in the bed.
Oh.
And Joe says, well, You are quote the man.
Well, if you'd like, I'll swing by the show on Thursday to show you how thin I've gotten.
Okay, good.
Do that. Oh, gross.
Do that. Bye bye.
Just tell me that story if I'm encouraged to cheat on the diet.
Hey, did you ever see that CSI from last Thursday?
No, I didn't see it yet.
I get all these shows mixed up. It's Law and Order. It's one of the Law and Orders last week where they threw a guy into a holding cell, and while the guy was in a holding cell, some other guy
took advantage of him.
Somebody with a stick.
Oh,
and
killed him.
Well. Yeah, that's where I got the blood spot analogy from, because when they said, the guy walked into the cell and he's like, hey, that's my bunk. And then the other guy said, well, there's no assigned bunks. This is jail. And the guy said, listen, sucker, get out of my way. And he rolled the guy over, and there's just a big wet red spot.
Wow.
Where they've done bad things with a...
Right.
It was like ripped from today's headlines, Mike.
Yeah.
Can't beat that with a stick.
That's nasty.
You can't.
Man.
Okay, that's good for the show, right?
Wow.
I brought that up.
We're all taking kind of a deep breath right now.
Think about that for a minute.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're all doing the same thing. We're all coming up empty, too. We're trying to find that right line. It's tough. It's really tough.
No, but on occasion, I imagine it's, if you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
On a regular basis with a swinging fella, you go, oh, tiger. Blood.
Or I'm tired, How about a stick? Stick with it. This is a stick up.
Okay, I'm bored.
Sorry about that, Woody.
I'm bored.
Get it.
Yeah.
That was good because it wasn't good. I'm bored. Oh, man. You nail him? It's terrible.
Stop clubbing this.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we are laughing now. Oh. Let's take a call from Buffalo.
Hey, pipe down.
Dynamite.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I'm calling from Buffalo.
Hi there, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, not too good today.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry about that. Wish we had anything to do with it, but we didn't.
I know. They had this Fred Bull on here, all music, no jocks.
Right. Oh, Jack FM. Please get the guy's name right. It's Jack.
Yeah.
One of the off boys.
Yeah. It's stupid.
Okay. Thank you. Listen,
right.
We feel
sorry.
Your pain.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Bye.
Good
really
luck.
Do mean it.
Enjoy the tune.
Well,
that market, we've been on and off and on and off. I really would that Buffalo would be a little more like Rochester, which has been a loyal, steady, and incredibly successful radio station, WHTK. In Buffalo, they get antsy up there.
Yeah.
They really, really do. Remember, didn't we have an incredible following the very first station we were on in Buffalo?
WWKB.
The
right.
Same thing happened.
Correct.
Very unusual.
Correct. Maybe we should find that manager. We should go up there and we should stick it to him.
And we won't give him the short end either. No,
we won't.
Give him the long end of the
station. I tell you, we'll get that station in the red. Or out of the red, into the black.
Ew. That's nasty. Man.
That's a nasty show. But they get away with it, that Law and Order.
Sure,
almost, because, ripped from today's headlines.
You got to go up there and start poking around a little bit.
I'm sure there are people that don't like the show, but that's just a splinter group.
What we like, now that we're talking about it in the context of talking to the program director, this is it was uncomfortable before, and now it's really feeling like almost normal.
I just want to say, I'm raising my hand. I was not uncomfortable before. I know
before,
the rest of you guys were.
Yeah. Well, see, you saw the CSI. I was just hearing about it. It sounds a lot worse.
Law and Order.
Oh, Law and Order.
Law
right.
and Order. Hey, punk, that's my bunk.
Yeah.
Big red stain.
It wasn't Jerry Orbach that got it, was it?
Knock on wood.
Oh my God! Yes, and it was as he is today,
Jerry Sorbaugh.
I think he's gone now.
I know. Yeah.
Regretfully, he is passed.
Yeah, but it could have made him like a puppet.
You know what the puppet would be?
What?
From Toy Story, Woody.
Winner!
Thank you.
We have a winner. Please return your bingo cards to the front. The next letter is...
Oh, man.
A. Followed by H. And we'll be... Bingo!
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what you are, Burbank?
What?
Fearmonger.
That's right.
Burbank!
Fearmonger.
But you're giving.
Yes, I am.
Giving for your mother.
Giving
lover.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, right. A vacay every day in the month of May on Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
There are a couple of things going on around town we want you to know about. Oh, Don and Mike, is this true?
Two favorite radio guys. I know you're a big fan of this.
I am.
In the afternoon at 4 o'clock today, right out in front of their studios in Fairfax, they're going to dip themselves into 500 pounds of soaking wet hot chocolate. They're going to come out, they're going to dry, and then they invite the general public to come, as they say, to bite off pieces of them.
Yes, you can. Now, I thought about this. I mean, because I do like them very much, but they don't, it's, I mean, they just strike me as kind of, I've never seen them, but they sound kind of maybe scruffy. But they're going to wrap themselves in plastic first.
They're both very attractive men.
I already announced that I'm gay.
Anyway,
so you can do that.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
And that song's got that, like, fade in that thing that goes the war really kicks in.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Hey, the jokes stop now. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you, Dude Walker. Make sure you hit our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. We get a lot of response. A lot of emails from Buffalo. Sorry about what happened up there with Jack FM.
I found myself staring at our website over the weekend, just at some of the pictures. So a lot of fascinating stuff on that website
right
now. Robert.
Oh, and speaking of Robert, we've got some correspondence from Robert the Angry Mailman. He was in Japan last week.
Did he send us a postcard from Japan?
He sent more than one postcard. They all arrived today. Here's one to Don and Mike. I like he addresses it Don's and Mike's show. of course he does. Where do white women? Robert the Mailman. And that's a postcard that looks like the skyline of Tokyo.
That's all he wrote. All
right? And then we got this one. And as you can see, Mike, that's a...
Are they like candies?
No, that's like sushi. That's a bunch
sushi. Very good. Trash.
A fish that hasn't been cooked.
Yeah.
And all he writes is, again, Don's and Mike's.
Uh-huh.
We'll